Yesterday we got a chance to went to the seashore together. On the way to the seashore, I suddenly realized that, wow, we have so many people. You never see the end of the line. By sitting over here, I cannot notice that. Yeah, we have so many, but you know, just walking, you can see really a lot of people in among us. I still remember Pastor Liang commented, those guys are all the refined persons, good brothers and sisters from Northern America and other places. So he said that we should take good care of you. I really thank God that I've been appointed by GA to spend time with you, because I really enjoy hearing from your transformation, your stories. I'm blessed that a lot of you like come to us and share your personal life with us. Last night, there was a young man chatting with me, talking about 2 years ago, he was in Pacifica Church. When he was in the first praying fast, about maybe 30, 40 minutes, right? Suddenly, God talked to him. Because at that time, he prayed to God, you know, to help him this and that, help him this and that, right? Suddenly God talked to him, how about me? Right? How about me? And then he said that, you know, from that point on, he was shocked. And he continued to continue thinking about this matter. Now 2 years has been passed, and many things in his life may have been different. He shared with me that now when he go to university, when he go to college, sometimes he won't shave his beard for 7 days. He will, you know, make himself look very lousy, so no girls will pay attention to him. See, well, we're maybe, you know, just cover himself, you know. And he said that probably he will find out at the end of semester, how come there are beautiful ladies in my classroom? Never pay attention to them. So he felt like his heart was kept by the mercy of God. So when I hear this kind of story from you, I feel so warm, so delighted. There are so many wonderful young men and young women in our church. They determined to live a life for the Lord. So I would like to take this opportunity to share this topic, to determine, make a determination for the Lord. When we are here, a lot of time we are enlightened by the words of God or touched by the hands of God. At that time, we feel like to live a life for the Lord. But if we feel like to make a determination for the Lord, what kind of determination we shall make for the Lord? There are some biblical verses for your reference. Turn to 1 Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonica, chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Thessalonica, chapter 4, verse 11. Can we have Joseph from Elizabeth? Would you please read it? The verse here says that, in Chinese version, determined to live a quiet life. To live a quiet life. When I'm with young men all the time, I notice that young men is very energetic, right? Full with momentum, power. When we went to the seashore, right? Suddenly I see a lot of young men climb to the mountain, not the mountain. What do you call it? The sand. Heels of the sand, right? Everybody having a good time over there. I see, wow, you guys walk a long distance and you still have energy to climb up. See, when you see those kind of energy, it's beautiful, isn't it? You see how beautiful the energy is, right? I admire your energy. I hope that times can rewind back a little bit. I can be just like you. Beautiful, beautiful. But as a young man, sometimes it's hard for us. It's very easy for us to drive very fast, right? But it's not difficult. It's very difficult for us to hit the brake, right? We only hit brake when there's an emergency. When there's an accident, then we will apply the brake. Usually we don't drive slowly. Bible here try to give young men maybe a second thought. As energy as you are, maybe you want to think about, hey, how come Bible encourage us sometimes to live a quiet life? What does quiet life really can help us? Let's turn to a verse. I think you're familiar with this verse. Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 15. Can we have Daniel from Irvine Church read for us? How many escape, or in Chinese version, fei quai, escape, how many escape in verse 16? Or on the horses and benzo, walking very fast. Huh? See, this is like us, right? We like to, you know, in the ancient time, they ride on a horse and drive very fast. And now we drive our car, drive very fast. We don't want to be quiet. But what is the point that a young man can learn to be quiet? It is that, really, indeed, sometimes quietness is the source of strength. Oh. It's not an easy lesson, but indeed it is. Sometimes. For example, when Jesus was in great troubles, right? Like crucifixion is in front of him. It's going to happen very soon. He can sense that Judah is on the way. Leading soldiers coming over, dark at night. You can see the fire, the fire torch coming slowly, right? At that time, he was very anxious before that things happened, right? If you were Jesus, probably we were like riding on a horse and run very fast, right? Running for our life. But Jesus calmed down in the garden, in the darkness. He go one step further, the distance of an arrow away, shooting arrow away from the three disciples, kneel down over there, praying quietly. The Bible says sometimes only in quietness we can receive strength. We can function better. We can think clearly. We know where we shall go to. For us, only sometimes, only in quietness, we can think about our future. We can think about who we are. We can think about where do I come from. We can think about what God wants to live in this world. We can think about, you know, what's the missions, you know, God has already entrusted me because of my unique background. A lot of times, these kind of thoughts can only be enlightened to us when we are in quietness. Especially, I believe a lot of you might encounter like the test, right? Over here, you have test, right? Nobody like test. Homework. Nobody like homework, right? And you know, even over here, sometimes you feel anxious. Sometimes you don't like the path is too fast. Give you too much pressure. At that time, what should we do? Again, returning back to our heart. Quietness. When Jesus was under pressure, remember John's chapter 8. You study book of John's, right? What does John chapter 8 says? Jesus encountered cases that an adultery woman was brought in front of Jesus, right? What do you learn from that story? If Jesus said that, you know, you should stone her to death, what will happen? Huh? You will be against the law of Roman government, right? Now if Jesus said, ah, leave her alone now. Look at her, such a beautiful woman. See, you know, keep quiet, right? What do you want to stone her to death, right? Then what happened to what will happen? Huh? Hey, you are a rabbi. How come you do not follow the Mosaic law, right? What are you talking about, right? Jesus was under two knives. He cannot turn left, he cannot turn right. No matter left or right, he will die anyway, right? What does he do? What did he do? He remained quiet. What did he do? Drawing on the ground, right? What did he draw on the ground? Personally, I say it was cartoon. We do not know how it was drawing. Maybe cartoon, no? That moment was very important, you know that? That moment was very important. Calming himself down. Once upon a time, I ran into a brother whose major is also psychology, right? He lives in Vancouver. As a matter of fact, he got to show up in TV once a month, solving people's problem in public TV, receiving phone call. When we are sharing about this story, say, it is very, it's in accordance with the theory of psychology theory. It says that when you are in anxious, you really, the only way you can come, the best thing you can, solve your problem is, the strength is that you calm yourself down. Like Jesus. This kind of action, actually, just like brother share, only to calm ourselves down. So Jesus set an example for us. I know you're very energetic. It's nothing wrong. It's perfect, okay? But maybe you want to think about the other side of it. Even the nature teaches us that before a gigantic power bursts out, there is always silence. How do you say 海啸 in English? Tsunami. 海啸, big wave. Tsunami. Right? Before, I never experienced it, but I read this from many people and read from books. They say, before the big tsunami. What? Tsunami. Okay. Just to wake you up. Before it came over, right, there was a very, very dead quiet before it occurs. Now, even the volcanoes burst. Some people say that there was a dead quiet before it came out. You know typhoon, tornado, right? Typhoon. The center, the center is always very quiet. So only in quietness, you are able to produce even greater momentum, greater power. Even the nature share this with us. Even Gentile knows. Maybe I shared this with you already. Even Gentile knows the theory in my country where I came from, Taiwan, right? Like long time ago, there was two parties. One is Kuomintang, the other is Min Jin Tong. Okay? Kuomintang and Min Jin Tong. When those guys, right, Min Jin Tang, right, was trying to, at that time they are not in control with the government. When they are trying to, show something different with the opinion of government, they would like to do, parade, how do you call it? Si Wei, right? How do you say Si Wei in English? Strike, on strike, right? They will be on strike, right? And the leader says that before he go out, he always will lock himself in the room, right? Put a white cloth on his head, right? And sit down over there, meditate. What slogan am I going to talk to them? Something happened, what am I going to do? Keep very quiet. Then he was able to lead the congregations, the multitude, to do the right thing for his own purposes. Now even the Gentile people know the importance of quietness. But how about us? Sometimes as energetic as we are, we have to think back. Quiet moment in the presence of God. What do I mean by quiet? Quiet doesn't mean, I just keep my mouth shut and idly sitting over there like the goose listen to the thunder. Have you ever seen goose listen to the thunder? Huh? The goose. When the goose listens to the thunder, it looks like this. Never turn away. Stay there for maybe 5 minutes, huh? 5 minutes too long. Anyway. When we say that have a quiet heart, doesn't like that. Have quiet heart is Yes, you are observing. You are thinking. But not necessarily use your mouth, but use your brain. I keep telling my daughter, you know, because my family came from a very hyperactive background. You can understand that by the speed I speak, right? I speak like machine gun, boom, 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 right? Actually, hyperactive people, sometimes they are very difficult to control themselves. Very difficult to be quiet. No wonder some of my cousins become gangsters, you know. They are locked up even nowadays because they are too hyperactive. I'm from that kind of family. So I told my daughter, hey, since you are young, right, I'm going to tell you a secret. Use your brain more than your mouth. Use your eyes more than your mouth. Think more than talking. I talk to her, right? God make 2 eyes and 1 mouth and 2 ears for a reason. 2 ears so you can listen more, speak less, but only one mouth, right? 2 ears, listen more, 1 mouth, speak less. 2 eyes, listen more, 1 mouth, speak less. 2 nose, smell more, 1 mouth, speak less. You got 2 holes in your nose, right? So at the very first day when I try to, you know, urge you or encourage you that when we come here, think about, just take a walk in the garden, take a look of the flowers. What is the life of flower? You know what, if you really think about this, a flower, if you can see a flower, if you see it carefully, you can see the life processes from a flower. The flower could be you. You are like a flower, sisters, right? All of you are flowers. Some of you are red flowers in red. Some of you are blue flowers in blue. Some of you are carnations, right? Some of you are like lilies. Everybody's different. Everybody's different nature. You're like flowers. If you look at it, think about your life. One day you might be fade away, right? When you are still blooming, what are you going to do? Brothers, the same thing, right? Think about what God wants you to do. Power, a lot of time, power come from quietness. Last night I was reading a book. When you have services, it was written by Elder Xie Sun Dao. I think it could be the newest released books that he has. He was talking about his life. He talked about how to prepare his sermon, how he could be do a good job for the Lord. And one thing he mentioned that whenever you want to prepare a sermon, you know that some of you know Xie Sun Dao. He is one of the early workers that we really admire. His lifestyle, a lot of people really can learn a lot from them. As a matter of fact, in TCAC, right, we have some wonderful, wonderful elders in our previous generations. Their life is really like Jesus' life. Huh? If we cannot see Jesus' life, a lot of time we can see elders' life and can learn a lot from them. And he says that a lot of time when he tried to collect strength or before he preach, he always need to have a quiet time alone, maybe writing his sermon notes, maybe, you know, meditating about what he's going to say, about the problem of the church. And I was very touched by what he has said in the book. So this is first determination, probably you want to think about yourself. A quiet person is that when you have two hands full, when you have 2 hands full, still you zip your mouth. It's difficult, you know that, right? If you have 2 hands full, mean that you have a lot to share. If you are blessed, you are abundant, but when it does not come to the right time, you still have 2 hands full, yet mouth shut. When it is not your turn yet, when it is not the right time yet. But when it is the right time, people can see, wow, this guy is different. God's grace is on him. God's momentum is on him. God's power is on him. Secondly, if we can make a determination for the Lord, turn to Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. So we have Brother Brian Bay from Dallas Church.
Chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the chief officer for tradition has to define himself this way.
If you can make a determination for the law, please, this is very important. Determine, don't defy yourself anymore, brother and sister. You know what? Every time I come to church, what is, I'm sorry to say this, but I notice that more and more and more and more young men are not as clean as the previous generation. And this is my deepest sorrow sometimes in my prayer. And my my deepest sorrow that I have. And I don't know why it is becoming so difficult for us to keep ourselves pure. Even a lot of you has been already discussion after this NYTS, how do I keep myself pure? And some people even come in that, it's impossible. And if we think about this, it is indeed true. Every time we are just like dogs, you know the Bible says, right? Dogs turn back to pick up the vomiting bone, right? Like a dog. Turn your head back to pick up the bone that you already spit out. Maybe the dirty stuff you already spit out. We always come back and get it in our mouth again. This is what we call the Bible. This is something like our lifestyle. It's a circle. Yeah, NYDS, I enjoyed it. I determined to live a life for God. After NYDS, TV. There's a show called FIENDS. Right? It's not a bad show, you know? It's not a bad show, friends. Right? It's not a bad show. Sit there in the sofa, popcorn, soda, laugh, right? It's not a bad show, right? Well, but the more we watch, next one is what? Next one is what? Late night movie. Now it comes to cable TV. More and more and more. I'm not saying that, you know, you should not watch any TV, but I'm saying that our lifestyle tends to get worse and worse after we get out from NYTS. You know, for Daniel to refrain himself not to eat the food of king is not an easy thing, you know that, right? When you are in Philadelphia Church, I noticed that in Philadelphia Church, for you to fast is not an easy thing. You know why? Because the kitchen is too close to the chapel. Right? Every time you're on the fast, the kitchen's food smells so good, right? You say, wow, this is so hot, right? A lot of temptation. So, but even though it is so difficult for Daniel to make that kind of determination, Daniel was able to make it. Was able to make it. You know, how come he was able to make it and sometimes we cannot? I think his determination is stronger than us. His concept could be better than us. His will could be, his concept of what he need to do it is better than us. A lot of time, do we have clear concept that we shall do it or great conviction, a conviction that, you know, we shall really have not to defy ourselves. The other day, Sister Joanne read this verse. Probably I want to invite you to read it again. Song of Songs chapter 4 verse 12. Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 12. Brother Ken from Vancouver Church, Kenneth. How many lakhs over here? How many lakhs in this verse? 3 lakhs, right? Locked garden, locked well, locked fountain, right? When I read this verse, I really enjoy reading it because I remember when I took English 201 or 101, there's a verse, right? My love is a ray rose. Do you read this verse before? My love is a red rose. Beautiful, isn't it? And this one is like, my love is a locked garden. Right? Three locked. Means that if the evil enter into the garden, yeah, but you know, the will is still locked. If the evil enter into the will, the function is still locked. Right? So if you, when you say you have a determination, means that your heart is really guarded, like nobody is able to enter into this heart. And you got to notice that, you got to be convinced that this kind of lock is very, very important, because, for example, if the gate over there is open, you know what will happen? You won't see the beautiful flowers over there. You know why? Because the cats and the dogs will come in from the neighbors, will pee and caca over there. Right? And you won't see the beautiful flowers over there. The same thing, if your heart is open, pee and caca will come into it. Inside your heart, then there's no flowers. There's no fruits. Look at this. There are fruits in this garden. How many fruit you can count from verse 12, 13? Huh? How do you pronounce it? Pomegranates. And a lot of wonderful fruits. How many flowers? Feng Xian Hua. Right? Nada Su. Right? 14. Nada. How do you pronounce it? Nada. Pan Feng Hua. Chang Bu Gui Su. So many beautiful flowers. Something you can eat. Something you can smell. Something is pleasant to the eyes. It's beautiful, beautiful garden for the Lord. You are a beautiful, beautiful children of God. But in case you do not lock your heart, lock your inner heart, poo-poo gaga inside, how can God stay in this kind of garden? Impossible. You got to think about this, you know. Let me share with you something. This is very secret life, but just for your benefit. I noticed one secret, that my wife loved me so much. Recently, huh? My wife loved me so much. I also noticed that one secret that my wife have. My wife never date in his life. I am the only man in his life, in her life, not his life. I am the only man in her life. The longer we get married, the more I feel safe when she is away from me. Because I know that the garden of her is locked so closely to other person. In case your heart is open all the time, guess what? It's going to influence your marriage life. Because those kind of, you always will worry if I know that I'm not the only man in my wife's life, right? What do you think? My wife now is in Taiwan. I'm over here. What do you think? The trust in between us will be. So all the luck is protection. And all the luck can yield, you know, you can see wonderful divine characters from those people who truly luck their gardens. You think that do not lack it, you are freedom. Like you think, sometimes Job think that, right? The hedge is a obstacle. The lack is an obstacle. I want to go out. Guess what? You are very vulnerable to Satan's attack. Not only that, even a lot of people, I share this with you already. I want to share it again. If you do not lock your door, you are like a playboy, or you're like a playgirls. You are very likely you for sure do not have a peaceful heart. You know why? Because you already test how wonderful Jesus Christ is. It's impossible for you to throw Jesus Christ into the garbage. It's impossible. Right? You know Jesus Christ is there because you tested already. Now, if you cannot throw Jesus Christ behind you, the concept of Jesus Christ is always in your mind. If you open yourself to Satan, you always feel guilty. If you do this, the guilty will reach to a point that it will went insane. Believe or not. This is how I see it nowadays. A lot of people, even non-believers, okay? Non-believers. even non-believers, they are fooling around. They end up into mental institute. There's another man says that the only girl he keeps in his life is his wife. Later on, he become a powerful evangelist in the church, because that is only one girl. God designed us in a way, in a way. When we are young, we really got to lock our garden. If we do not do it, if we do not follow this way, we are like a train of trade. The train, you can go, you cannot go anywhere. I hope that this kind of concept can really plant it into your heart. So when you lock it, doesn't mean that, oh, I do this for God. Oh, I do this because I was forced to do it. But you have to understand that I do this because I know that it's totally for my benefit, totally for my abundant life, totally for my joyful life, totally for my joyful family in the future. If you are this convincing, from bottom of your heart, you are not forced, because we are in liberty, we are Christian, we can do, everything is permissible but not beneficial. We are supposed to have freedom. But you got to build up this kind of concept first before you can determine to live a holy life for the Lord. Once you open the gate, the Bible said a little fox will come in the garden. Little fox. Have you ever seen little fox? Have you ever seen fox? Maybe from the TV? I don't know if where was it? Zion National Park or Bryce National Park or there are five national parks over there, right? A lot of you have been there, right? I saw, I don't know, it looks like a fox or like a wolf, but quite big, not so small. But small fox is very cute, right? Small fox is very cute. Sometimes you feel like, it's okay, let him stay in the garden. Let's look at this beautiful little cutie foxy furry fox, right? Why should I need to take it out from the garden? It's so lovely, right? Why do I need to do it? But guess what? The Bible says that, let's read Song of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15. Shall we have a brother? Let me call someone I never called before. Sean, did I call your name before? 2:15, please. Sean from Austin. Our vineyard is blossom, right? It's blossom flower, right? If you keep the fox inside your garden, vineyard, the little tiny buds, 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 right? The right? The flowers will be eaten away by this little fox. What is little fox in your heart? What is little fox in your heart? Maybe it is the little lovely books that you kept, but inside it, something wrong. Maybe a little lovely records that you kept, but when you hear it, something wrong. Maybe a little lovely DVD. What else? What could be a little fox to you? Little lovely girl's phone number. Anything that will eaten your your flowers, which is a blooming. You're going to bear the fruits of God, right? The God, you're going to love and patience and whatever it is, all the fruits of God. It's blooming right now, but you kept that inside you. No, it's lovely, little girls in my heart, little secrets in my heart. It's lovely. How can I push it away? This could be my future spouse. How can I push it away? Cannot, right? This little fox in your heart, then it will become what? Become conceived. Desire conceived. Become sin. Sin grow. Become death. Death come. Everybody's in trouble. So, we hope that we can come to this kind of understanding. But now we mentioned two determinations. Be quiet. Be a quiet person. Secondly, you really determine how to defy yourself. Then there are other things that you can think about. What kind of determination you can live for the Lord. But the point is that, how can I keep it? How can I really do it? I have two suggestions you can do. First suggestion, what can you do? Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians 2, 13. Brian already read this one. Brian, would you please read again? It is God who work in you to will. You want to make a determination? It means God's power. Again, it's not our power, brother and sister. It's not our power. It's God's power. God's power come to you. Therefore, you are able to carry out your determination. So how can God's power come to you? Answer me, brother and sister. How many of you go to nighttime services in your local church? Raise your hand. Thank God. I really thank God for you. You know, I noticed one thing. A lot of you seldom attend church services at nighttime. If you never, you only go to church once a week, how can you expect that God can always come to your heart to move you so you can make a determination and carry out a determination for the Lord? If you are not keep reminded by the words of God, you are not keep moved by the power of God, how are you able to lock your garden? How are you able to carry out with him? Impossible, I'm telling you, impossible. Because you and I, all human beings, you and I are all very weak. We live under the dominion of satanic power. If we never go into the gate of God, I'm telling you, forget about it. You cannot be a strong Christian at all. Of course, some of you live very far from the church. You got to determine to cultivate your spirituality every night. See, I saw many cases already. Whenever any young man stop attending over here Wednesday night services, they got problem. Maybe for 2-3 months, I see problem in their life. Not because they want to make that kind of mistakes, but because they can't help it. Right? That's how important it is that you got to determine to go back to your local church to worship God. No matter what. Don't think that, you know, the sermon was boring. The brothers and sisters, no young men come, why should I come? Right? You can find many, many excuses. But remember that you come here. You come here as next generation's leaders of True Jesus Church. You go back, you try to serve the Lord humbly over there. You go back, try to change your church humbly. You become an asset to your local church, not a debt. If any board member come to me and talk to me, what do you train your NYDS? Your young men have transformed, yes. But when they go back to us, they always score at us. Why don't you change this? Why don't you change that? You are lousy, a church council, you know, you are so lazy. We start to criticize. We start to, you know, propose a lot of ideals, which they think that you are only a little tiny Huang Mao Yato, little tiny kids. How can you know anything, right? No. We go back. We are very quiet. We are very humble. But we make sure that every time they will see us in the church services because I come there to worship God. Not only to build myself, I come there to improve the church situation in a quiet way. See, our life, our heart is a vessel. Our heart is a vessel. If this vessel do not fill with the words of God and Spirit of God, it will fill with your magazine, it's your internet, it's your TV show. I don't believe that when you spend time in the church, your schoolwork will become worse. Your job will become worse. You don't perform as good when you come to church. I don't believe it. As a matter of fact, you will even get better in your scores, even get better performance in your jobs. That is my personal, very personal experiences. I believe if God is very faithful, it will be applied to your life too. First thing, go back to your local church. This is how you keep your determination. Second thing, again, it is God who will in your heart, right? So this time is the Lord Jesus Christ already entered into your heart. I can tell from your prayer, many hearts have been moved, touched, fired by the love of God already, but still others not yet. Some others are not there yet. The Lord Jesus Christ is not truly dwelling in your heart. Maybe you pray, huh? Maybe you speak in tongue, huh? But I'm telling you, maybe some of your water, your Holy Spirit is less little. Maybe I am not as great too. But all of us got to pray to a point that we are fully full by the Holy Spirit. So we got power. So when we say we can make a determination because it is not our power, it is God's power in us, we are able to will and determine for the Lord.